everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Indie Film Cafe. I'm your host, Jonathan Moody, and I have two amazing guests who have never been on the show before. I don't even know which one to start with, but I guess we'll start with Mackenzie Kelly is on the show. How are you doing, Mackenzie?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
And we have another Mackenzie. We have Kinsey Phillips here. How are you doing, Kinsey?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for having me on this.
Just so we all know, so we're all clear, since there are two of them, Kinsey will just be Kinsey, and Mackenzie will be Mac. So,
yes.
Make it easier, I guess, on everybody. Mm-hmm. So we're here to talk about the Thunder Levin directed film, Mutant Vampire Zombies from the Hood. Yes, that's quite a title, you know. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into some more depth and, you know, everything and find out what everybody really thought and give our rating at the end. Just so everybody knows, our rating system, and I think I told you it wrong earlier, Kinsey, but it's 10, you know, 10 is the is a stinky movie.
A stinky movie.
Yeah, like the worst of the worst is 10. And 1 is like the greatest kind of movie.
Got it. Okay.
So it has to be 1 through 10 for those. So people who have like listened to the show probably heard it, you know, a million times of us discussing that. But anyway, before then, let's listen to some mood music. All right, guys, we are back. All right, to talk about Vampire Zombies from the Hood, because, you know, not having just one thing at all, they had to have four things going for it.
Yeah.
Mutants, vampires, zombies, which I will say from the start off, there was no vampires in this
no,
movie.
There were no vampires. Like, okay, I thought of a better title for it. It is Cannibal... Or sorry, undead cannibal neck. What's that one word? Nymphomaniacs. I think undead cannibal nymphomaniacs would have been a much better title for this movie.
More suitable. I was so disappointed there was no vampire.
I was pissed.
They talked about vampires a lot.
That was my beef.
Well, yeah, because it would have been cool if there were a band of vampires and a band of zombies, you know,
together. I thought it was gonna be.
I did
by
too.
The way, the scene where they go to the strip club, the main guy there, he had vampire-ish makeup on. Yeah. So I really thought they were gonna go in that direction, and then they didn't. I was really disappointed and confused.
No, because he got shot in the head just like everybody else, or whatever.
I thought it was going to be a different way to have to kill them because they were vampires and not zombies, but that didn't happen. So
All right, I was expecting some, you know, supernatural turf war, and I feel so lied to and so let down.
Agreed. Well,
we'll talk about more of that. Let me start with the background for this movie a little bit. This movie was made in 2008. It was written by Thunder Levin and George Saunders. Both of them had worked. I think George was the executive producer, so he probably put the money up and probably kind of helped, you know, my guess, since I don't know the whole backstory on this film, but I'm pretty sure that he, you know, helped produce the film and said, hey, this is the title we're going to make. So let's figure out how to make it. And that's the thing, because that title does stick out to you guys, right? Like, when you heard that title, you were like, wow, that's going to be a fun movie to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was sort of disappointing, because so the storyline, and I will give you guys kind of the IMDb storyline of it, was that now this would actually make it sound cool, right? If you heard this, you would be like, oh my God, I want to see this. In the wake of a solar flare of unusual properties, a mismatched group of inner city survivors must put aside their animosity to escape Los Angeles, now free of gangbangers, but infested instead with blood-sucking zombies. Right?
That sounds so cool.
Right? That
and
sounds
that's
awesome.
Not what the movie was. Well, I mean, like, the description is right. They just didn't portray it right, I guess, would be my issue.
And so, like, throughout a lot of the movie, they kept saying vampires, as we mentioned, but like one guy kept, and it was so annoying because I was like, they're not vampires. So like the guy's like, they're like vampires, and nobody corrected him. I wanted like see Thomas Howell to look over at him and go, dude, they're, what are you talking about? There's no vampires. Yeah,
just because they eat, you know, drink blood doesn't make them vampires. Zombies do the exact same thing. Like, I don't understand. They can't use that term for that.
Well, I mean, if you guys noticed, there was one scene where, is the guy's name Dragon, I think? Mm-hmm. The one leader of the kidnap gang or whatever. Yeah. He had said zombies. Like, he'd called them zombies. And then the other guy kept saying vampires. And, like, no one acknowledged that they were being called different things. They're like, oh, you know, there's vampires. I was like, oh, fuck these zombies. And it's like, you guys realize you're saying two different names for the same creature. Can we decide on what we're calling it?
So what I was like, kind of, I thought was going to happen was because it was mutant, that they were going to transform from zombies to vampires, you know, or something like that. I thought that would be kind of cool. Like the vampires or the zombies become vampires or whatever. But like, even then that, you know, like, I don't know. Or if, okay, so we live in the age right now of coronavirus, right? Mm-hmm. And coronavirus kind of affects people differently. Some people have certain different symptoms, some people don't. It would have been cool if some people became zombies and some people became vampires.
Yeah, that's like, where I thought it was going to go.
Yeah, did not do that at all, which was kind of disappointing.
And again, I'm confused by, like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I, you know, I was paying close attention to the makeup and I, like, seriously, one of the characters looked so vampire-ish. Mm-hmm. I thought that they were going somewhere with that, and then it literally, like, led nowhere. So I'm just confused why they even, like, did that. I don't know if it was on purpose. Maybe it was accidental, but it really looked like intentional makeup to me, but.
Right. And he was, like, the only one that had that makeup, right? Like,
yeah.
Everyone else
yeah. It was
in
super
his group
strange.
Looked normal. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that was like just weird to me. I don't know, but maybe nobody else really like would pick that out, but I definitely was confused by that.
Well, if you and Kinsey both picked that out at the same, you know, like together, yeah, after not watching it together or whatever, I think that's, you know, like, I think other people have picked that up, especially people that are like, I think this movie was made for people who aren't into horror films or doesn't watch horror or doesn't do makeup for horror films or doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they won't know the difference between what a vampire and a zombie looks like, but we've all seen enough of those things to know, like, this is just terribly done, you know?
Yeah.
In that realm.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Well,
and,
I mean,
the zombie makeup literally just looked like someone put oatmeal in blood and then smeared it on their faces. Like, it wasn't even good zombie makeup.
Well, definitely, we'll get into that later in the makeup section, but if you want, Mackenzie, looked like you wanted to say something right there.
Well, we can wait if there's a makeup set.
Yeah.
I have actually like a lot of good things to say about this movie too, so it'll be interesting to like pick it out, you know, pick it apart. But
and I will just say that, like, we talked about this before the show, but Kinsey was not a big fan of this at all. Like, she, like, you told me that you did not like it. And
this is probably the worst movie I've ever seen.
What?
Whoa!
See, I'm like, I actually kind of, there was, like, stuff to it about it that I actually liked, because I love zombie stuff. So I actually, like, thought this was a really interesting take on zombies in general. Like, but anyway, we can get into all that.
Oh, let's get into that. Because I do want to hear, because like, I want to know, like, Kinsey, first off, tell us how you, like, you're saying this is the worst film you've ever seen. Like, really? Like,
I would say so. Yeah. It's,
wow.
There wasn't a single part of it I could say that I enjoyed. The only character I actually liked was that crazy old man with the long hair.
Really? The one that looked very Asian, but was
I loved him.
He looked very Asian, yet he was Jorge.
Yeah. But no, I thought it was boring, to be honest. Like, I thought it was very poorly done. I thought the script was very poorly written. I really didn't like how it was color graded. Like, I don't know why it was.
Oh yeah, we can talk about that. I definitely want to bring that up.
The acting was questionable. It was just really hard for me to actually sit and watch it through fully. The only reason why I did it is because we were doing this. If this was something that, like, I was like, oh, this looks interesting, I would have turned it off during the title sequence. During the title sequence, I was already bored. I'm like, okay, are we gonna list every single credit up front? Like, this, it's too long.
I think that was a little bit too due to the pacing of the movie, is the credit sequence being way too long, and they had the song or whatever that they, but they actually kept changing the songs. If you notice, like, it kept.
I actually loved that. Really? Thought it was so interesting. Yes, I thought that was a great way to open the credits up. Like, it was so interesting. They showed different parts of LA. They tied in the music with the parts of LA that they were showing. I thought it was, I don't know, I thought it was very creative, honestly.
Maybe if it didn't last as long, like if they were changing the channel, like it sounded like they were doing with the radio, if they did that quicker. And maybe that's just because, like, you know, growing up with, you know, Vine and now TikTok, I've got that very limited attention span because I'm used to those, like, quick 7 to 10 second video clips. So if it's, like, going past that, I'm like, all right, I'm bored, next.
I don't know why, but I just thought that part was so interesting. Like, I guess I've never really seen anybody do it quite like that before.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen some independent films do that, you know, or whatever. I can't think of what the titles were right now, but I have seen them turn the channel or whatever for the radio and everything. Sometimes, most of the time, it has, like, a purpose to it, and I think that might have been also the problem, is, like, there was no, it's not like it was turning the music to what, you know, C. Thomas Howell was listening to or something, you know, like, if they had made it like that, where it came into and then all of a sudden, like, C. Thomas Howell stopped the thing when he was talking with his partner, that might have made it a little bit more, like, have a point. But really, other than just, to me, just listening to the music keep changing, it just seemed like they had a bunch of music that they wanted to put into this movie, and then they had to do it in, like, a small amount of time or something. I don't know. So I wasn't as into that. But I think, you know, overall, it didn't bother me, just because I've seen stuff like that happen. So it just... And plus, I'm not at that TikTok stage in my life. I like things being, you know, like, McKinsey and I worked on, Collision Earth together. And, like, the Asylum does that a lot, where they'll put, like, the credits, you know, and they would have music in there or whatever. And the credits, there's a lot of credits usually in the beginning, opening and stuff. So I like it. I always like seeing that. Like, it always bums me when they don't do that.
Oh, really? Because, like, that's even something my roommate commented on, because we all started watching it together, and he had to, like,
oh, then they left?
The computer froze, and then I was like, you know what, I'll just finish this on my own. But no, they would have left if they could have. But no, he even said, like, how long is this going on for? I'm like, I don't know. So, like, I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, people that are 25 were just like, what? Why is this so long?
I don't know. What do you think, McKinsey?
What do you want to hear? Because I have a lot to say.
Well, I'm just saying, like, about the music and everything, in the opening.
Well,
credits.
Like I said, I liked the music. At first it was weird. I was like, I didn't like how it was so abrupt. Like, they were just changing it song after song. But if you really pay attention to, like, the scenes, like, where they're showing different parts of LA, like, music does kind of, like, go well with, like, those scenes. I thought that was just really an interesting take, and it made me, like, excited to see the film, especially because it takes place in Los Angeles. So for me, I actually really liked the opening credits personally, but also, like, I think it's funny because I think just in general, this is going to be a very interesting review, because You know, I had low expectations for this film. I think working on Asylum films, like, I really truly understand how bad films can be. So for me, this like exceeded my expectations so much. Like, truly, yeah.
Well, so. It's really funny because, like, yeah, we mentioned The Asylum and everything, and the director of this film, Thunder 11, had actually went on later to write Sharknado. And so it's really funny that, you know, because this doesn't seem like it's written by the writer of Sharknado, you know. It seems like it might have a little bit of stuff to it, but it doesn't feel the same, you know. Unfortunately, Kinsey, you have not seen Sharknado because you're not.
I respect sharks. I think they're beautiful. I don't want to see them. Otherwise, I'm going to have a panic attack. I don't know what it is. They just strike the fear of God into my heart.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and Mackenzie, you've seen Sharknado, right?
I actually haven't.
Oh my goodness!
See, I'm not one.
Well, I need to, because I actually just I just came out with a shark movie, so I just worked on one recently. But yeah, we didn't have to work with real sharks or anything, but you know, the pretty lifelike looking ones, I guess.
So that means Kinsey would never act in a killer shark movie at all, even if you don't actually ever see the sharks, because they're CGI.
No, anything to do with sharks, if it's a photo of a shark, if it's a shark puppet, if you're just saying the word shark too much, like, I'm already getting sweaty over here.
You're not like go in the ocean?
I can't. No, I'm convinced that I have gotten eaten by a shark in a past life, because that's the only way to explain this. I've never had a bad experience with them. I've never seen one in person, but like my heart just starts beating so much, and I have this irrational fear that every body of water, there's a shark in it. So I can't even swim in ponds, man. Like,
oh, no.
It's so bad.
Oh. So, yeah, shark movie wouldn't have been appropriate for that.
No. I think I've told Mackenzie that we're going to do a shark movie sometime, and Kinsey's not allowed to come on that one.
So. I'll watch it, though.
No, I mean, honestly, this, you know, okay, you guys haven't seen Sharknado, but Sharknado is campy and silly, and maybe I could see the same sort of thing, but, and especially since they do use a lot of movie quotes and stuff, which this movie did a few movie quotes already, like, ones that I would notice that you might not, but ones that you obviously would notice. Like, did you guys pick up on the snakes on a plane?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I don't know if I caught that one.
It was like, we need to...
It's like, I'm tired of these motherfucking zombies in my motherfucking hood.
That line. You know, instead of the motherfucking, like, snakes on this motherfucking plane, it's zombies in my motherfucking hood. And I just thought that was just so... I mean, just, it was so silly. But the problem is this movie wasn't a comedy, you know?
No, but it's tagged comedy. And I'm like, oh, where did I miss it?
Yeah, like, it would have been better, I think, if it were a comedy.
Yeah, I kind of agree on that.
Yeah, so I think if they did not take themselves seriously, because that's the thing with Sharknado. Sharknado knows it's a comedy, and they are very, I mean, they're silly and goofy and shit. I mean, but this isn't, you know, this isn't like that. This was actually trying to be a real movie that maybe had spits of funny bits in it or something, but not really. Like, I don't think I laughed much at all.
That's the problem that I had with it, is like, They were almost trying too hard to get the laughs, that it was just cringy. I'm like, that was my big problem with the script. I'm like, it really should have gone for another review before it got put out, because like the parts that were supposed to be laugh bits just came across uncomfortable and poorly timed. So for me, it's like, ugh.
I'll agree on that. There are some times where I was just like, why is this person saying this stuff, unless just to be like the comedic, you know, especially the vampire stuff, like say Nosferatu like a million times or whatever. I'm like, I don't even think that character would know who Nosferatu is. Like, you know, they're supposed to be like these gangbangers in the hood, you know, and it just didn't feel right. You know, it felt like, I hate to say, like, this sounds bad, but it sounded like a white guy writing for you know, African American.
That's what I thought too. That I felt the exact same way. And I'm like, honey, you are out of your element.
What did you think about that, Mac?
I don't know. Just the writing of it?
The writing, yes. Mm-hmm. We're on the writing now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the writing was great. I did feel bored at times in the movie. You know, I don't know. Overall, like, for me, the writing isn't what I liked about the movie necessarily. Like, there are parts to the movie that I enjoyed, but yeah, the writing is just kind of like take it or leave it kind of thing. Like, I don't know. I don't honestly have too much to say about that. Like, it was boring in times, and I felt like I agree. I think it could have been a much better success if it was a comedy, because I was expecting something absolutely ridiculous and stupid, you know, and it didn't deliver on that front. So
did you guys watch all the way to the end credits at all?
Like, hell to no. The as soon as it was over, I was off.
So one of the end credits at the end, it said that was a G, the main guy, G, what's his name? The main dude from the main gang banger guy.
Is it G-Dog?
G-Dog. It's a G-Dog will be back in Ninja Pirate Werewolves in Space.
Oh, and I did miss that.
And it never happened, of course, because this movie did not go where they were probably hoping it would go.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, what I would have learned from it, and which I would have done, what I would have taken from, you know, anything that happened from this movie, would be that movie title right there, Ninja Pirate Werewolves in Space, sounds like a comedy for sure. Like, you can't make something serious out of that. I would hope not.
I would hope not either, but.
And so, yeah, they were planning to make a sequel with G-Dog. Probably also.
So it's supposed to be the same character. He just ends up as a werewolf pirate. Learning karate.
No, I think he was.
Or is it the same actor?
It would probably be the same character going into space dealing with ninja pirate werewolves.
I'm intrigued. I want to know how he gets there.
I wonder if they ever did a script for it. I'll have to ask the director if I can ever get back in touch with him. What?
That's quite the combination, like ninja pirate werewolves, like. I would be interested to see something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what they tried to do with this, right? Because, like, you hear those three individual things and you think, wow, how can that work, right? You think mutant, vampires, zombies, right? So you would think, like, they were mutant and there were vampires and there were zombies all in the same thing, right? Like, maybe, you know, that could be a potential thing. I would just like to see where they would have gone with that, but fortunately, it did not. Like, I don't think this movie did as well as they were hoping. I mean, we all saw it on Tubi. So, I mean, which is fine. Tubi is a great place to go. But, like, a lot of not the biggest titles go there, you know? Like, you know what I mean? It's not a graveyard or anything, but it's not, you know, the greatest thing. I think some Asylum movies have gone to Tubi.
No.
Maybe not, you know.
I don't know.
So that was interesting. It would have been cool to see ninja pirate zombies or ninja pirate werewolves, you know. But,
agreed.
You know, I wonder if it would have been a comedy or they would have just seriously try to make that movie into something serious again, you know. Let's talk about the actors. You're saying you're the old man was your favorite, Kenzie,
yes,
right?
I loved him. And I wanted to protect him.
I felt like he was I actually said to myself loudly when I was watching it that he should have just went back to his bunker. He's like, he's his basement, you know, like, right. Just be in your basement and just chill for a couple days. I mean, you know,
oh, yeah. I mean, so I think the reason why I liked him so much is like, he, to me, he was the only character, or one of, I would say the scientist and his daughter, they were pretty good too, but the, what was his name? The old man.
Oh, the old man, Jorge, I think.
Jorge?
Yeah,
Jorge Gonzalez. Old man. He felt genuine to me. Like, I fully believe this old man showed up drunk to set and was just being himself. And I think that's the reason why I liked him, because, like, all the other characters, you can tell they were acting, which is really sad. I'm not going to say they're doing a bad job, but I think, especially as an actress, when you can't tell that someone is playing a role, that's when it's the best. And with every single one of them, I'm like, there's no way these people act like this in real life. But that old man, I'm like, he's not even playing a character. He's just playing himself. I love that.
Okay, Mac, who's your favorite character in it?
I really liked the scientist's daughter. Like, I don't know, I just thought she was just like really nice to like look at on camera. Like, yeah. I mean, I liked her character too, and you know, I don't know. I don't like feel like I had any special connection to any of the characters. Period. But like, you know, it was. Again, like, there's some things I liked about this movie, but it wasn't, like, the story of the characters or anything like that that, like, was captivating for me. Like, you know, mostly the fact that I like zombie movies is what I actually liked about this movie.
Definitely. So I liked, my favorite one was the doctor himself. I really liked him. I thought he did a great job. And then I went, after it, I went and I looked up who he was, because I was like, this guy looks like somebody who actually did, you know, did stuff. And he has, this guy's got a freaking career. It was after this movie, I think, that his career took off, which was probably like him not putting this down on his resume. but he was in Brightburn. He was in Terminator Genesis. And these aren't like small roles, like extra roles. These were like sheriff and doctor and like serious roles and stuff, you know, usually playing sheriff or detectives or something. You know, or doctor. Like, I feel like a lot of certain actors who do like detective or sheriff, they end up doing like doctors and other people too, like, you know, professionals or whatever. It was wonderful. He was my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't think that, all in all, I didn't think the acting was terrible. I mean, there were times, obviously, it wasn't great, but I thought for the most part, like I said, my expectations for this movie were very low. So I actually was like surprised at how well like the acting was for, you know, for what I was expecting. Like, right. It wasn't as bad as what I thought it was going to be. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Which is funny that you say that. And then Kinsey was probably like, this is worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, I totally different perspectives on it.
I did not have high hopes for it, to be honest, but like, it was just so cringy. I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting it to be that bad. Like,
well,
I don't think all of the acting was bad. Like, it was just, like I said, I think they were good actors. I just saw them as actors rather than characters.
True.
Yeah. And when you don't have a good script, you know, it's like, you There's only so much of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought C. Thomas Howell did a pretty decent job. He's, you know, he was the biggest name in the movie, period. Like, he's been in, like, The Outsiders and a ton of bunch of different stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So he was the bigger name. However, I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, if you don't have a great script, there's not much you can work with. Now, he's one of those actors I always think that, you know, even if the movie is terrible, he's usually pretty good in it.
Yeah. Like, he wasn't bad. It's just, I don't like his character. Divorced detective. Ooh, surprise. Like, as soon as someone asks, like, oh, are you married? I'm like, he's going to say he's divorced. He's like, I was. I'm like, there it is. Just because, like, that always seems to be the stereotype for moody cops, is they're always divorced. Why?
I mean, he could have very much just said the same thing that the girl said, which was that he was married to his work and that he didn't have time to be, you know. And I think that would have made both of their characters a little bit more interesting.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but all in all, it was, yeah, he was like the moody cop who, you know, yeah, it was a stereotype. There were a lot of stereotypes, you know. Both gangs were very stereotypical. Just everything. Like I felt like every time I watched a scene, that it was something I already seen in another movie. You know, like nothing totally original. You know,
right.
With this title, you'd hope like it would be all original. You know, like, but it was not. So.
I completely agree with that.
I think G-Dog did a good job, though. I liked him. There were times I just got kind of annoyed. I didn't care for his relationship with Latifah, you know? I felt like it was kind of just like we have to throw in that, like, sort of like some kind of, like, drama there, you know, or whatever. And and then it made me wonder, like, a little backstory of what happened when Dragon took Latifah.
Yeah.
Like, because she said he didn't do anything or whatever, and they had a look together at one point before he said he was going to leave and, you know, basically try to save the world, you know?
That really confused me. I'm like, wait a second. So did you or did you not?
Yeah.
And why was this never explained?
Yeah.
There was just so much left to be, like, not addressed, which was kind of, I think, once again goes back to bad writing, you know, or whatever. So you know, that's the problem I have. Like, a lot of actors will take anything, basically, right? And even if it doesn't make sense, they don't tell the filmmakers, like, hey, this doesn't make sense, you know. Why am I saying this? Why am I doing this? I think if people were a little bit more outspoken on sets, like, not to be diva, like, but, like, at least say, hey, you know, can we make this make sense? I think.
Well, unfortunately with that, like, actors get the rep of being divas, and so we automatically feel like it's not our place to say. And I think that's why a lot of people don't, like, this doesn't make sense, but whatever, just because, like, we don't want to get blacklisted. We don't want to get the name of, like, oh, she's difficult to work with. Oh, he likes to question this. So that could be, I'm not blaming the actors at all for this. I'm fully blaming whoever wrote the script and whoever let that script go out.
I would sort of agree. What about you, Mac? Do you think, like, as a makeup artist, I mean, if you see something that you're just not, like, you're not 100% whatever, do you still just do the best of your ability and just say, you know, I guess that's all I can do?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends what it is. Like, if it comes down to, like, the script itself, like, I'm probably not gonna say anything because it's not really my place. But anything makeup related, yeah, I'm gonna say something. I mean, I've had to fight with directors on there what they wanted and what actually makes sense, you know. Like, I've had directors like, hey, I want some, you know, blood marks here, a little bruising here, you know, after this massive fight scene. And I'm like, well, we have to actually go through how this fight sequence happens and what's realistic. And yeah, like, I don't know, I fight for that stuff, but when it comes to, like, story stuff, like, that's just, unless it's something really major and it's, like, gonna help save time or whatever the case may be, like, I'm not gonna say anything. And it also just depends on who I work with, because some directors, like, I have a better relationship with than others, you know, and I feel like I can say more, you know, but it's not always the case on every set.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And you see, I guess that's the difference. Like, I haven't made, like, an actual feature yet, right? I've done a bunch of shorts and stuff. And when I work on shorts, I'm very collaborative with everybody. If somebody came and told me this doesn't make sense, I'll take a look at it and see if we can make it make sense for them. Because I don't feel, you know, like, an actor should, you know, feel uncomfortable saying a line. But a lot of times there are bits where you're under the gun and they're trying to make something, you know, makes sense, and it doesn't, and then, you know, whatever, you just have to, you have to push through it. So I think that's what happened with this. I think that it did go out, they looked at it, they were like, okay, let's just see what we can do with this, you know, and mm-hmm. make it work. And, you know, I, as far as I know, nobody's ever, like, this hasn't become a cult movie or anything. This hasn't become something where people are talking about it all the time, you know, or anything.
Yeah.
NATO, you know, it's nothing like that, but it is, I guess it was a stepping block. It was like Thunder Levin's first movie that got him other gigs, you know, or whatever, you know, like, I bet the Asylum people saw this movie and they're like, okay, he's competent enough to write, you know, our movies, you know, or whatever, because of this. I mean, it was competent enough, you know, like, it wasn't, it wasn't like so confusing as to like what the hell was going on. Maybe some was a little bit more confusing than others, you know? So to go on with that, we talked about, I guess we talked about direction, talked about writing, the camera work. Oh yeah. So I guess I'm going to go with camera work and editing in this in the same sense, because I really hated, and we talked about this earlier, the color grading was terrible.
Awful. What color was that? Was it black and white? Was it blue? Like, I feel like, why? Was that ever explained? Was that supposed to be what the sky looks like after the solar flare? Because in some scenes it doesn't look like that, and then in some scenes it does. So I'm like, are we just being dramatic? Are you just trying to be artsy? Or like, what's going on?
I'm not sure. I know the things that annoyed me the most about the color grading was outside. You know, where everything looked faded, way too faded. And it didn't look like the world was faded. It just looked like that scene was faded.
Yeah.
You know, and because everything else inside the house and the other places, those were all light. You could see everything perfectly. So I think it was either the camera that they had or the color grading that they used in the film to do it. What do you think, Mac?
I actually disagree with you guys. I thought it was really cool. Yeah, I actually really liked it. Yeah, no, that was one of the things that I liked. I thought that it was just interesting. Like, at first, it kind of threw me off, and I was like, oh, this looks weird. But I think it kind of grew on me. I was like, you know, that's a really interesting take. And I think, I, you know, I'm not, like, a director or anything, but I think it takes a lot of fucking balls to color grade that way and kind of put yourself out there, like, so extremely, because it was a very extreme, like, color situation going on, and it almost did kind of look black and white in some areas, which I don't know, I just kind of liked it. I thought it was different. I don't, you know, you don't see it a lot, so
yeah. I think my thing is just like, I wanted it to be consistent. Like, if that's, you know, what color the world is now, then every scene should be like that. Or
I think because it's a solar flare, maybe, like, I don't know, in my head it was like the sky could be changing, you know, slightly.
Well, that's true.
You know, yeah. As it's like, I don't know. So for me, I kind of just thought it was like an interesting way of like doing the whole solar flare thing happening. But yeah, I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting, but.
Okay. Well, no, I didn't mind like the sky stuff, you know, or whatever. Like, I didn't mind the look of the sky. I thought that was looking cool. You know, I just like the black and white stuff, the or blue or whatever it was, like the tint and everything of the outside, just sort of, it sort of just annoyed me a little bit, because like nobody addressed it, you know, like, oh wow, this looks like everything looks different now, you know, like it just seemed like it was a mess up. And, you know, it's kind of cool that we got a different perspective in that, because that's actually that, I mean, I wonder how many people feel like half and half, like which people think, oh, wow, that looks pretty cool, I like that. Which people are like, oh, that's, you know, that didn't look that cool. So,
yeah.
I mean, there you go.
I think if it was, which it makes more sense, you know, with Max saying it, it's supposed to be like the solar flare is discoloring things. But I think if you're going to do that, address it so it's not, you know, like how we are, we're like, was that done intentionally or was it just poor editing, where like one character just saying like, you know, why does everything look so different, that's it, like that's all it would have taken, and it would have been like, oh, okay, that makes sense now.
Well, and then maybe I think than the problem could have been if they didn't have that line in there was probably that when they were editing it, they decided to do it in that way and stuff. Yeah. So they didn't have the chance to write that because they weren't ever expecting that to actually be a thing. Mm. So that's what I would think. I don't know. I mean, I can't, I didn't hear commentary for this film or anything, which yeah. would have been interesting. I would have loved to hear commentary, you know, on the making of this film. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, thank you, Mac, for having a different opinion on that because, you know, you're actually making me wonder if I should like relook at it sometime and like maybe think of it differently or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate things that are different, something that you don't see a lot. And I've never seen a zombie movie where, you know, like the lighting was that way. And I guess I just thought it was a creative way to do the whole solar flare like thing, honestly. But that's, like I said, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Definitely. So, all right. So we did that. And the other thing I want to talk about is sound and how it was very low. Sound
it was sometimes. Bad. The sound yeah. sucked. Yeah, the sound.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like I've talked about this on Indie Film Cafe on other movies or whatever. When you watch a streaming movie or something, sometimes the sound gets altered, and this becomes a big problem because like a film will be given to a streaming site, and then they have to do their own encoding. And stuff, and sometimes the sound is the worst part of that. So the movie might have sounded better like on a DVD or something, but like when you encode it into like a streaming service, it might lose a few like dBs and stuff. So I feel like sometimes that kind of sucks because I don't know whether or not this, I haven't seen it on DVD or I haven't seen original copies or something. I don't know if maybe the sound was a lot better, but it was so low. I literally had to put closed captioning on my TV to hear it because, wow. You know, I didn't yeah. want. Did anybody else do that or am I the only one?
No, I don't use subtitles, but I did have to turn it up because I noticed how bad the sound was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
turned
my volume all the way up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, did you guys watch it? Is Kinsey, did you watch it on your laptop or something?
We started it off on the TV in the living room, and then I finished it on my laptop, and both times, you know, volume was up, but we were able to hear it. It just wasn't, like, you know, crystal clear.
Well, the reason I put the closed captioning on is because sometimes I did miss a few things of what people are saying, even if I put it up loud. So I just wanted to make sure I was hearing the right stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. Thank God for closed captioning because it does help if you want to really, unless the closed captioning is wrong, which I've had some movies do that. And I don't think any of them did that on this movie. I think it was completely mm-hmm. right, but you know, it's funny. I've seen ones that they were wrong into what they were saying or whatever for some reason. Yeah. So just be careful, but yeah, you know, don't believe everything you read.
Yeah.
So I guess overall, what were you guys, you know, in thoughts on this? Like we're coming.
What are your Max thoughts on the makeup?
Yeah. The makeup. Oh, yeah. We're going to get to the makeup. Let's do that.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think you have me, like, second, like, kind of doubting myself because I actually thought it looked really good. I actually was really impressed. Like I said, my expectations for this movie were very low. I don't know. I just thought that, like, I feel like I've just seen so much worse in special effects. So I actually was pretty happy with it. And then just, like, from another makeup standpoint, like, not SFX, like, I thought everything looked, like, perfect. So, I don't know. I was pleased with the makeup, but, and, like, the blood looked really freaking great. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, the blood did look good. The blood, that looked believable.
There were some, like, special effects. Like, there was, like, I think I caught something on one guy's face that looked, like, kind of what you said, like, maybe like it wasn't a great texture, like, but like the big stuff, like the the neck like being ripped out, all the major stuff I thought looked really like juicy and very believable. Like,
yeah,
I was impressed with it.
Okay, that, I totally forgot about the neck thing. I'm glad you said that. That did look real, especially when, like, the one guy, the first guy to get his neck mauled, he, like, kind of fell over and his neck bent, and, like, part of the prosthetic was sticking out, and it literally looked like his head was, like, getting detached, and I'm like, that was pretty good. I just wasn't a fan of, like, the zombie skin texture, I guess, on some of them, where it did look chunky almost.
Yeah, it looked like cereal on their face, you know, or something, you know, like some of the zombies.
My guess is that they spent most of the time on like the really big important parts, and then the other people that weren't very important just got real quick, like, you know, sheer makeup done. but I'm okay with that sacrifice because the stuff that looked good looked really good.
Yeah,
right. Sure. Yeah. No, and I agree. Like, the makeup, actually, I think that was probably the best part of the movie. You know, because if you're going to do a zombie movie or whatever, you need good freaking makeup. You can't have people like, just like, you remember back in the day of Night of the Living Dead, where they just literally just put like gray makeup on people, you know? And then now it's like, now we've gotten to this point where we're used to, like, we have, if you're going to make a zombie movie, it's got to look good. Because this movie's gotta look good. Because, like, the rest of the movie could suck, but if the zombies suck, then the movie's just
Like, it's obviously not like gonna hold a candle to like Walking Dead zombies or anything like of that caliber. But for like probably what their budget was, I feel like they did a pretty decent job, honestly.
I did like that the zombies spoke too. When, you know,
that that tripped me out.
I mean, there are movies that have that, but usually the zombies just say brains or something.
Yeah.
This movie, they actually like had legit sentences and talked and could communicate and everything, which I think helped with some of the emotional stuff too. Like, you know, where the guys are like talking to them or something, you know what I mean? Like, then like it's a person still, even though it's a zombie, you know, like there's still somebody there.
Well, I think maybe that's like the vampire aspect of it.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Like, because you never really delved into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got to say, that's one of the things I really liked about this movie, because I am a very big, like, zombie fan. So for me, like, I think it's absolutely horrifying, like, of a thought to think that, like, zombies can talk regularly and, like, still have, like, some cognitive function because, like, you know, zombies, obviously, you have to kill them. So it's, like, how hard does that make it to, like, communicate with somebody that you really have to, like, just kill? You know, like, I thought it was very interesting.
I think it would have been, like, I think they missed a really good opportunity with that scene where they were going to try to kill the guy that hadn't become the zombie yet, right? And everything. So C. Thomas Howell had to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh man, you could have missed like this opportunity of turning him into the zombie and then having him talk, you know? Because that would really fuck with somebody's head. If their friend is saying, please don't shoot me, you know? Right?
Yeah. It's a much better concept for like a true, like actually like a good story. Like it would have been a great storyline on Walking Dead, honestly, like something to that effect. But the idea, the concept behind it, I really liked and appreciated because you just don't really see that in a lot of zombie stuff, you know?
Yeah, totally. So I enjoyed the makeup, thought the makeup was great. I enjoyed the zombies in general they were just your typical, you know, zombies or whatever, but they look cool, you know, so it worked for the movie. So I don't know. I enjoyed that aspect of it. But with that being said, I think we just got to the point where we're gotta do our rating here. Are you guys?
I'm ready.
Lindsay's ready. I think it's going to be a different thing for all of us. So I guess,
I have one other thing I just want to say about this movie before we rate, because this is something, speaking again to like how I love zombies and you know, seeing something different. As disturbing as this is, like, I think it's very creative because it's such a horrifying thought to have zombies that can rape you. Like, literally, like, sex fiend, like, zombies is just a terrifying thought in itself. You know, you can think of, like, World War Z and, like, zombies that are super fast and, like, run after you. Like, you know, Walking Dead zombies are, like, more normal and very slow. Like, but just to think of, like, something like that horrific, like, I don't know. I think it's very interesting. Like, it's definitely messed up, but I have to give them, like, their props for, like, being that creative to come up with something so messed up.
Would you agree with that, Kinsey?
I'm not the biggest fan of things that have rape in it. It's just hard for me to watch. So, like, I didn't like that. Just for my own, you know, personal thing. I wasn't a fan, and I thought it was really stupid. When they first see the zombies and that woman gets her dress ripped off, and I'm like, but like, then they explain, like, oh, they're just trying to, you know, get laid. I'm like, okay, that makes more sense now. But I think that's why I would have been more comfortable with undead cannibal nymphomaniacs, because I've never seen something with zombies where it's like, oh, they want that too. And I'm like, hold on, what kind of world are we
like,
in?
Yeah, it's definitely, like, uncomfortable, but I do think for just from, like, a horror perspective, it amps up that horror factor. Like,
yeah, for that's sure.
Pretty terrifying, you know?
It's definitely way more terrifying than normal zombies. I think if I ever lived in a world where zombies were doing that, I would just have to off myself. Like, I wouldn't even want to risk it, dude.
I think for me, it just put into perspective, like, a different zombie that I haven't seen before. And it was just, like I said, it was pretty horrifying, like, that they came up with that. So, I don't know. In a way, for me, I was like, wow, that's... They did good on, like, hitting the horror aspect of, like, it actually kind of being scary. But, you know, at the same time, they weren't actually really that horrifying while you're watching it. So it was interesting.
Like, their behavior was more horrifying than they were.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think that they should have definitely I think the movie would have been better, too, if they would have done more, like, scare, like, jump factor kind of stuff, too. Because it wasn't like you were ever really, like, surprised or caught off guard with anything.
No, I agree.
And there was one scene that just bothered the hell out of me. They were walking together, all looking straight, and the zombies came running at them. And then they said something like, we should be on the lookout. You know, I'm like, why weren't you on the lookout, like, 10 seconds ago or 30 seconds ago, when these things were coming? Like, they're obviously coming after a while. They could probably hear them. It just that just seemed like that bothered me a little bit. I mean, I don't know why, but it sort of just bothered me that happened.
All righty.
Yeah.
But, all right. Are you guys ready for the rating now, or do you guys have anything? Okay. All right. So I always let you everybody else go, the guests go first. So which one wants to go first? You guys get to choose.
It doesn't matter.
I kind of want to hear Kinsey's, you know, rating.
Okay. So before this, I would have given it a negative rating, to be honest. but hearing, you know, Max's point of view, it has changed the way I thought about it a bit. So I'm going to give it, like, What's the bad one? 10?
10.
I'll give it, like, an
8.5.
8.5. Wow. Or 9. I don't know. It's
choose which
it's
one.
It's still pretty bad.
Pretty bad, but the thing with, like, the solar flare and the terrifying aspect of the zombies did change my opinion, so.
So let's go with 8.5, right?
No, let's go with 9.
All right, we're going to go with 9. All right, what about you, Mac? What do you think?
Okay, well, I think mine changed a bit, too, because mine was actually, like, higher when I started this, and then I feel like, yeah, maybe I gave it too much, but I don't know. I would probably rate it, like, probably, like, a 7, just because... you know, there were, I thought it was overall, like, something zombie related that I haven't seen before. It was unique. And you know, and I liked the makeup effects. So for, yeah, for that reason, I'm giving it a 7. It was probably going to be closer to a 5. I'm not joking, before this. She's like, what? But yeah, I guess I'm just used to like terrible movies. So for me, this one stands at a 7.
That's kind of funny that you guys said that, because I'm gonna give it an 8, so it gets a 7, 8, 9.
Oh, nice. You
know, right, which I think is funny, but I think I gave it 8 because it, like, and it was actually higher. It was higher. You guys talked me down. It was going to be a 9.5 originally in my head, I thought, you know, but the more we talked about it, the more I'm like, I need it down lower, because it wasn't terrible. You know, like, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever, you know, seen or whatever. And I think that's funny that you say that, Kinsey, originally. Now you've kind of changed your mind. I think you changed your tune.
It's still the worst movie I've ever seen.
Okay. Well, maybe you should keep doing our shows. We'll show you. I've got others.
Yeah, because it's definitely not the worst movie I've ever seen, I have to say.
Yeah, I'll have to look at what my rating systems were for other movies, but this is actually pretty decent compared to some of the things I've seen. Like, the ones that are tens, you know, like, yeah, those beat this completely, you know. This is definitely not a 10. And the fact that I was going to originally give it a 9.5 is because I definitely didn't want to give it a 10. It definitely didn't, because that's almost like a trophy to be a 10. Like, if you're, you know, if you get like that high, you can do like a rating for the whole year, you know,
yeah,
of everything. And if things get like a 30, you know, that's a pretty big deal, you know, so. Mm. But with that being said, thank you, ladies, completely for this, because this was a lot of fun. What I like to do is ask my guests, what have they been up to lately? So, Kinsey, you start.
Oh, nothing. I'm working, trying to save up money. Planning some photo shoots with my roommate, because he's a photographer. So we're going to do a photo shoot on Sunday that I'm really looking forward to. And then kind of bouncing some short ideas off of each other, because he's also a filmmaker, he's a director himself. So we've been, you know, my genre is definitely more towards the horror type, and he's very fantasy, very I don't know how to say it, but like, his stuff has a message in it, so it's like fun trying to balance out our two kind of interests.
Right. No, I That's like cool. that. Also, your interview is going up tomorrow, by the way, the one you did for me, you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I
so
was like, I have an interview with what job? I don't remember this, but
your interview is going up tomorrow. You're being interviewed.
Well, I do need a new job, so I guess.
Your interview is going up tomorrow, and I know on the interview you talked a little bit more about the stuff that's still coming out with Albert Pune and the things you're doing with that. So really excited for all the films you've got coming out soon. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited too. I just heard that Don't F in the Woods, it's going to be out soon. Like, the director had posted in the page that it's edited. And I was like, ooh.
It's always exciting. Well, what about you, Mac? What have you been up to lately?
I just got done this past weekend with a really cool photo shoot. So I'll have some cool images from that, you know, in the next couple months. Just had shark season come out. Whoop, whoop. So I just watched that. but, you know, I'm working on some other stuff. Like, I am working on a feature, but it's not going to be for a while off. But just in the preliminary, like, planning stages of that. But yeah, I've just been kind of relaxing at home, and I'm trying to get into some better habits, you know, start working out and eating good again, and doing more makeup looks and stuff at home is something that I'm going to be getting into soon again. So yeah, but for the most part, I've just been kind of enjoying my downtime, you know. I know it's not going to last forever, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm excited that we're all going to hopefully be working on Supernatural Assassins next year. That'll be exciting.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can't wait for that. But aside from that, that's like, that's a little down the road. So, you know, but, you know, that's also in the planning stages, as most of these things are. And actually, Kinsey's character in that, because we didn't announce that in the last, in the interview, but like, your character was actually from the interview.
Yeah.
Like, we came up with it during the interview. So that's really cool. I love when that happens, you know, when people can kind of create things just by just chatting with each other about everything.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of living in LA though, too, is people are so like, you know, Kinsey, you mentioned your roommate, and I mean, we all kind of surround ourselves with people who are very like-minded, wanting to do, you know, films and everything. So I think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, always good getting together with other creatives.
Well, I appreciate you guys being on the show and coming on and chatting with me about everything. If you guys stick around after, I'll chat with you guys, you know, after this. But thank you all for listening to this show, and hopefully I guess next month, I have no idea what the next one's gonna be or who's gonna be on it or anything. So thank you guys so much, and I'm excited. Like, I love this. This was great. This is a lot like more, you know, exciting to have kind of differing opinions and everything. Mm-hmm. Kind of, mm-hmm. You know, I thought we'd all agree on the same thing. So,
you know, harsh critic.
Maybe. Well, thank you guys so much, and thank you all for listening. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.